This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, full disclosure time. I am, in absolutely all honesty, just a terrible present wrapper. No matter how hard I try, anything that I wrap becomes an unappealing hodgepodge of tape and ribbon and usually poorly chosen paper. And while, yes, birthdays and weddings, to pick just two, have their present wrapping traditions, this time of year pretty much takes the cake. So for today's installment of our seasonal series, The Holidays, brought to you by how that tradition started and why it has lasted, from KBIA, Christopher Husted reports.
At the Plaza Shopping Center in Kansas City, customers bring their purchases to Melissa Anderson. She's been wrapping gifts here for 5 years. Today, she's wrapping a box from a clothing store. The off-white paper has ornately interlocking gold lines. She says opening a beautifully wrapped gift is an experience.
Just like, wow, you're almost more appreciative for the time and effort it took to put into wrapping the gift and the gift itself.
In the U.S., gift wrap accounts for $3.2 billion a year in retail sales, according to research by the Hallmark Company. Patty Stracker is the vice president of the National Stationery Show.
The contemporary market has really expanded well beyond sort of the traditional categories of birthday for juvenile or largely seasonal, because the fourth quarter and holiday wrap is really important.
That ritual of wrapping holiday gifts actually started about 100 years ago.
Gift wrap used to be just brown paper, or there were some colors, red and green tissue paper.
Ron Worley is with the Hallmark Visitor Center. He says people used to wrap gifts to protect them. Brothers Joyce C. and Raleigh Hall, the founders of Hallmark, sold that kind of paper at their shop in Kansas City. But during the 1917 holiday season, they ran out. So the famous card company turned to, well, cards. Not exactly the cards themselves, but
the envelopes were lined with this French paper. Here's some samples of it.
Worley reaches into a protective plastic sleeve and pulls out some original strips of paper Hallmark stuffed into envelopes. They're covered in patterns of flowers and leaves and colors of purple, blue, and orange.
And they went back to the warehouse and brought this out and sold it for 10 cents a sheet. It sold out. So the next year, they really stocked up and they sold it for 3 sheets for a quarter, and they sold out again. And that year, they started making their own gift wrap.
From that point on, the wrapping paper industry grew. In 1956, Hallmark sent a woman around the country to teach Americans how to wrap the perfect present and came up with this video.
Always pick a bow to fit the shape of the box. For instance, for a cylindrical package, try a circle bow.
The bow trend picked up in the 1950s. Gift bags debuted in the 1980s. Today, there is gift wrap on the market that's reusable and biodegradable. Bette David is a master designer in Hallmark's gift presentation studio. Yes, that's a thing. She's showing off the various wrapping paper collections and accessories on the wall at the headquarters shop. She says the industry evolves alongside consumers' tastes.
We're watching HGTV. We're looking at Pinterest a lot, yes, and Instagram, and looking at what's just out in fashion-forward stores.
This isn't your grandmother's wrapping paper anymore, but there is some of that here, too, for traditionalists. It's still one of the hottest items. In Kansas City, I'm Christopher Husted for Marketplace.